You guys?
We're doing well here so far. So are you pleased with the relatively mild winter that we've enjoyed for the most part the last couple of months?
For me, that's a yes and no answer. Of course, I'm pleased with the weather. I've enjoyed the weather, been able to, you know, be outside and do some things, but also from a background of my, you know, realm, probably would have wished we would have had maybe some more colder temperatures, maybe to help with certain insects and other diseases. So we'll wait and see how this winter turns out for us in this growing season. But overall, I've been happy with it, but it could be kind of something that might later causes some other issues. We'll just have to kind of wait and see.
Well, and Travis will be able to keep us up to date because Travis and myself will invite you to tune in weekly for our In the Garden program, which begins, by the way, 1 week from Thursday here at 11:05. It is about game time to get into the spring show. So, Travis, we appreciate you joining us and sharing all the great information that you do during the spring and summer and into early fall. So thank you in advance for that, my friend.
Well, thank you for allowing me to do it. It's a lot of fun, so can't wait.
Well, let's get into something that I know that you are very excited about. That's the Grow Your Garden Workshop Series. Tell us about that, Travis.
Yeah, so the Grow Your Garden Workshop Series is basically kind of like it says, a series of workshops that the Lyon County Extension Master Gardeners sponsor and also help lead. And we pick different topics based on some trends, also of based off of what has done well for us in the past and what we hope folks would like to learn more about. So we start in March, we'll go all the way through November, we take May, and we'll take August off, just mainly due to August Lyon County Fair. May is extremely busy with the end of school, so we kind of take that month off as well, and then we'll have workshops on the third Wednesdays during those months, and we just have a good time with folks that come out and hope to kind of ignite some sparks in horticulture just so folks can see it's just not lawns and landscapes and trees and that there's so much more to it, and some of it's actually a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about your first workshop coming up here, coming up March 18th on landscaping design.
Yeah, so we're going to be going over the basics of landscape design for folks. There's so many different ways to go about landscape design and to think about our lawns, our properties, wherever we plan on putting a landscape, whether that's all the way around the house, doing the entire property and whatnot. So we're going to discuss that. There's some newer things out there to use. We're going to kind of also touch basis a little bit about using some of the new AI tools to help with give you plant ideas and to give you a visual for planning out your landscapes. I think for most homeowners, that's sometimes the hardest part. Yeah. We can tell you how to put it onto a piece of paper, and you can see it from an overhead view, but what does it look like when I'm looking at it straight on to the property? So we're going to talk about some of those tools, and we're encouraging everyone to bring pictures of their landscapes, the areas they want to landscape, so we can see them as deliverers of the workshop and give out recommendations. This is pretty much kind of a revamp of the class we did a year ago. We had such great turnout that we wanted to do it again, and by a few of the phone calls that we're already getting, it sounds like we got some good interest. So we're hoping to get some more folks come out, bring those photos, and we'll discuss landscape design.
Travis Carmichael in talking about the Grow Your Garden Workshop Series that begins next month with landscape designs, the basics, where do I even start? And I think that's the first question people have.
Yeah.
Where do I start, you know, with this?
Yeah.
And I think the photo was a great idea because, you know, where do I start? And then, Travis, you know, what do I plant here? Has to be important too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we see all the time where folks buy certain plants, and one, they're either put in the wrong spot or they were just the wrong selection for our area. So we'll talk about plant selection as well, because that is a huge one to make sure the landscape will thrive and survive for folks for years to come. Because our hope is once you put it in, it's good for several years. You shouldn't, you don't want to constantly be replacing plants. Now, we will talk about leaving little areas where you can put some of those annual-based flowers where you do have to replant every year. But the goal is not to have to do it for the entire landscape that often, unless we have some extreme weather event that just comes through, or disease that comes through and wipes some things out. But we really never hope that happens.
Travis, how much time should somebody really put into just really fleshing out what they want to see based off of the season before they launch in? It sounds like you really shouldn't just jump into willy-nilly, oh, I want this. But it's almost like, I want this, 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 and this, and now I have to figure out how to get from point A to point D, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if I could actually put a true time frame on it of how much time you should spend. You know, you should take enough time to do some background research if you're not familiar with certain plants to find out, do they grow well here in our region? Reach out, give us a call at the Extension office. We have resources that we've worked with Extension specialists at K-State to create publications to help folks know what plants work well in our area. So we have some of those to help folks go through. Sometimes they can be harder to find locally. You may have to leave the Emporia area to find certain plants, but we have the resources to help you figure out which ones work well. So, you know, it might be something that takes overall several hours, but it's probably going to be spread over several days, just based on you trying to wrap your head around the information you're pertaining, figuring out what will be best. Of course, there's any more. There's hundreds of colors of things.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's if you're an undecisive person, this can be a very daunting task.
No doubt about that. Yeah, Travis Carmichael, Horticulture and Community Development County Extension Agent, talking about the Grow Your Garden Workshop Series that began here in just a few weeks. Travis, how can we get registered, and is there a cost with this?
Yeah, so you can get registered a couple different ways. One is you can visit our website at lion.ksu.edu. In the center of the page, you'll see a button that says Grow Your Garden. You'll click on that, and that takes you to the website. And there are links there to register for our first two workshops. And then the cost is $20 for our workshops, unless otherwise noted. We'll have a few later in the season that do bump up to 25, and that's to cover the cost of all the plant material that we do. But on these, they're $20, and like on the landscape design, folks will take home some tools to help them do some drawings and design work at home. So you get every workshop, something gets to go home, whether that's some tools to use or it's the item that we made during the workshop. So that's what the cost is there for, to help cover supplies.
Okay, so we've got landscape design basics as the March program. What's coming up in April?
April, on April 15th, we'll be growing your best or your dream hydrangeas. Hydrangeas is one that everyone wants to grow, and they can be kind of finicky in our Kansas weather. So we're going to go over growing hydrangeas. These first two workshops are repeats from last year. We had such great turnout, we decided to offer them again. So, we'll be talking about hydrangeas in April, and we'll also be talking with that about taking soil tests. Because sometimes on hydrangeas, not only do we plant them in maybe the wrong space for that particular variety of hydrangea, but sometimes it's our soils. So we're going to talk about taking soil tests, and then everyone will get a voucher for to get a free soil test done after that class. So If they go out and collect the sample, we'll send it in, and the master gardeners will pay for it. So that's what those two classes are going to entail here, starting in March and then going into April.
Yeah, so the master gardeners are sponsoring these Grow Your Garden workshops. So how's the master gardener program going, Travis?
It's going pretty good. We are excited for the next growing season. Everyone's been excited. We finished phase one of our, and to be honest, we don't know how many phases it's going to end up being, but revitalization of our demo gardens. We've had some wood-based edging that has deteriorated over the years, so we're working on replacing that with some of the newer items on the market to show everyone what can be used. So we finished phase one. Everyone's super excited and about how that turned out, so we're ready to start phase two. So, you know, once it starts forming up and staying more consistent, they're ready to go.
All right, and
they're ready for these workshop series as well. So they're just, yeah, we're doing pretty good in that, and we'll be talking more too as the season goes on with in the garden and getting more individuals interested in becoming a master gardener, because we'll be having applications out this summer and training next fall. So, yeah.
Outstanding. Yeah. I have to ask you, Travis, because I know though here we're just over a week away from the first in the garden of the 26th. Do you have any topics that you already have that you would like to highlight? Because I'm wondering if the insect activity that I've seen the last week and a half to 2 weeks would be one of those topics you're considering.
Could be. To be honest, I haven't given it a whole lot of
a little too early,
moment.
Huh?
Yeah. We could discuss some of the insect activity and really some of the plant activity of knowing, you know, I can see even at my own house, a lot of stuff, things are getting ready. They want to bud so bad because we've had 60 to 80 degree weather, but, you know, we don't want to push anything too quick yet, but so we'll kind of wait and see. But yeah, insect and plant growth is probably where we'll be headed for the first.
All right.
First in the garden.
Yeah, which is a week from tomorrow, a week from Thursday, here at KVOE.
Yeah.
So again, if people want to get signed up for the workshops, Travis, how can they do that?
Yeah, so visit our website at lion.ksu.edu. Click on the Grow Your Garden picture in the center of the page and use one of the registration forms, or give us a call at the Lyon County Extension Office at 620-341-3220.
Travis, thanks. Always good to talk to you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Travis Carmichael, Horticulture and Community Development County Extension Agent here in Lyon County. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, 720 every weekday morning.